OK， 各位委员，我哋而家进入议程第五项，系关于一个民间嘅建议，系人民启德 Kitech for the People a Citizens Alternative Plan 2.0。咁有三个嘅民间团体，包括和声公共专业联盟同埋本土研究社。咁呢三个团体佢喺较早前咧系向城规会入咗一个section 12A 嘅一个 proposal 啦，就即系要求将一个启德部分嘅地区咧系有一个 rezoning 啊，尤其系关于嗰、那个体育馆嘅地方同埋一啲喺嗰个跑道以南的一些商业的地区。各位委员，因为那个公众意见的时间呢，就在提供意见就应该5月10号去就完成了的了。但是我相信即是委员会，如果大家对于即是这个的方案有的意见呢，我们都可以是向城规会表达的。咁政府部门亦都係将对于呢一个方案係提供咗佢哋嘅意见嘅，咁就喺昨天就係已经係 circulate 咗俾 member 啦。咁今日好欢迎即係三个民间团体嘅代表呢嚟同我哋去简介即係呢一个嘅方案。咁就包括Mr. Albert Lai 啦，同埋Mr. Stanley M 就 Professional Commons 嘅。咁Mr. 周崇明同埋Mr. Camille Lam 呢就係呢个本土研究社嘅。咁同埋Miss Erica Choi 呢就係和声。咁欢迎几位。咁亦都欢迎政府部门嘅团队啦，就係包括是即是主要是来自建筑署的啦，咁是Mr. 同埋 Development Bureau 嘅 Mr. C.S. Liu， 唔係建筑署嘅，咁Jonathan McKinley， 都係 Department Deputy Secretary of Home Affairs， 咁 Soray Lee， 黄立辉 Raymond Lau 同埋 Mr. Roy Lam 嘅，咁欢迎大家。咁我哋你見我哋開會管理嗰個時間其實管理得相當唔錯㗎，冇乜 overrun 㗎。咁如果唔係你哋可能喺出面等好耐，咁所以我哋亦都係會管理返時間關於呢一個議程嘅。咁我哋整個議程呢，我哋就希望喺大概45至50分鐘內討論完成，包括埋即係雙方面嘅 presentation 啦。咁我哋邀請就係話即係proponent 呢，你哋係有10分鐘時間去present， and then government 呢，我諗你哋有5分鐘去 present。咁15分鐘之後呢，我哋係會俾委員呢係去問問題或者表達意見嘅。咁就歡迎study team 啦，咁就唔知邊位會 present， 係咪 Albert 啦？係。好，交俾你哋啦。
好，
你認一認呢啲聲先吓。
Okay，
如果夠鐘我會定。
咁我哋嘅主要 presenter 呢就係 Camille 啊林小姐嘅。咁呢就但我提一提呢就係首先好多謝大家俾嘅時間我哋啦。我哋呢就喺大約一個鐘頭前呢先至收到即係政府嗰份文件嘅意見嘅啫。咁所以呢我想提大家呢就即係我哋就冇時間去準備去回應政府今次提出嗰啲問題嘅。即係雖然呢喺過去幾個月呢我哋都同唔同嘅政府部門啊開個會啊，咁所以好希望呢即係今次嘅委員呢就集中係討論返我哋今次嘅 presentation， 咁當然之後我哋好樂意聽政府部門嘅意見。
好。
喂，你好，你好，我姓林嘅，係啦，咁我今次會做個 present 咁樣，咁我就好快啦講下我大概個 flow 就係即係會講我哋個原因下，咁我原則啦，嗰個 planning 咁樣，咁同埋一啲個主要個三個我哋想建議個 change 咁樣，係啦。我諗個啟德嗰個方案咁大家都好熟啦，咁即係康文建山，其實我哋即係最着重點解我哋想話喐個啟德 plan 呢，其實就係集中嗰個 住宅個土地嘅供應咁樣嚇。咁我哋留意到，即係喺300公頃嘅土地裏面，其實即係最後係得即係36公頃到嚇。我哋夾埋啲 CDA 啊或者其他即係 OU mixed use 嘅嚇土地，咁得36公頃，其實係咪即係有空間？其實而家啊咁需要話增加房屋土地嘅時候，係咪有一個可以喐嘅空間去諗下咧？咁樣係啦。咁尤其是預咗呢三十幾公頃嘅住宅土地嘅時候，個即係話咗話住90,000人到啦，咁但係我哋見到話住俾公私營嘅比例咧，好明顯其實都係大概46度嚇。我哋住兩個公屋嘅單位嗰個 site 咁樣，其實住咗30,000幾人，咁但係相反咧私人咧大概有住就係個60%嘅人，咁但係你嗰個土地用使用嘅比例咧，其實即係用咗1/4個住宅嘅土地我嚟做公屋，咁私營咧其實都係差唔多75%咁樣。咁我覺得其實好明顯就見到個對比啦，即係公私營住宅個土地嗰個住宅密度，咁就反映到其實係咪即係如果公營嘅土地可以增加嘅時候，其實係有更加 efficient， 即係可以利用到啲土地可以更加增加到解決到而家即係咁急切嘅房屋嘅問題咁樣咧。咁呢個最主要我哋嘅諗法咁嚇，大家明白我哋都知道係即係譬如2007年已經確定好啦，我哋而家話變咧，咁又牽涉好多即係城規嘅程序，這個我哋都知道，所以我哋咧都盡量希望嗰個建議嘅proposal即係唔會影響話大家都想要話個體育城啊，或者個都會公園，我哋個面積上唔會太大嘅改變嚇，同埋一啲規劃咗嘅住宅土地嚇，我哋就覺得預期咧政府可能諗點樣增加啲密度啊，增加個建築物高度啊，其實如果咁樣嘅話係有可能。即更加影響個環境質素嘅話，如果即係預期喺呢個方向諗，不如可以喐一喐一啲嘢，可以騰空一個新嘅土地，我哋會，但係都盡量去翻，即係個 pop ratio 係去翻5以下嘅，即係跟翻好一啲大家想要嘅優良嘅建築物嘅環境嘅底下咧，咁就唔會話影響原本聽咗嘅即係住宅用地咁樣嘅。咁我就而家即係落去講我哋大概建議個喐動咁樣啦，其實就好簡單，就即係面前大概梯形嘅嗰個地方咧，咁就大家知道係預留咗做體育城咁樣啦嚇。如果我哋再睇呢個圖咧，就係民政事務局即係遞俾立法局嗰個 paper 咁樣，立法會個 paper， 咁就預留咗呢三個主要嘅場館係咁樣擺嘅嚇。咁我哋嘅建議咧就係有冇可能嗰、那個個次場館即係 secondary stadium 可以騰一騰騰落去比較南啲嘅地方咧，係啦。咁然後嗰、那個室內體育館 indoor arena 係咪有機會可以騰落少少？即係喺呢個D2 個路嘅上邊嚇，你技術上可以解決到佢嘅話咧，就可以即係 dead over 佢咁樣解決咗，咁就可以騰空大概9公頃嘅土地，起碼我哋可以諗到話即係新生住宅嘅用地咁樣係啦，九公頃嘅土地可以係即係HOS 即居屋啦，同埋私人住宅發展，咁各一半咁樣，咁中間仲預留咗你可以有咁多嘅人口預留咗小學兩間小學嘅土地咁樣咯嚇。好，咁主要話其實個即個喐動就係咁樣嘅。咁我哋之前咧都同Highways 係路政署嘅官員咁樣去開個會咁樣，咁佢哋都提出咗即係最主要會留意到就係嗰個 proposed 嘅中間鋼線啦，咁就喺呢度嘅時候，即係我哋都注意到會預留係個 ventilation ducts 啊嗰啲位啊嚇，即係通風啊嗰啲嘢咧，咁我哋都知道嘅，即係盡量我覺得如果真係 go for the plan 嘅時候，即係個設計上係點樣預留一啲空間嘅話，我覺得呢啲係可以即係再仔細去解決嘅嚇，同埋預留呢邊。邊啊有啲海濱走廊啊咁樣，其實我哋都完全係諗咗噶啦嚇，咁所以咧即係我哋認為即係暫時擺喺呢個位置，其實冇乜太大即係不可能嘅問題嚇，即係要話解決唔到咁樣係啦。咁另一方面啦嚇，話騰空咗呢個土地之後咧，我哋計過咧大概住宅方面咧就有8公頃係啦，即係大概中間咧大概 1.2 公頃咧就係俾個 GIC site 啦嚇，八公頃嘅土地，咁大約一半咧就係個譬如右邊呢個係居屋，左邊就係私人樓宇，咁我哋都試過擺嗰啲樓，其實都有可能譬如睇你表裏面嘅數啦，我哋預計都可以新增到大概8000多個嘅單位 係啦，咁可以新增大概27,000人到嘅人口，其實係絕對有可能嘅。咁喺設計上呢，我哋都保持返係即係個 population 係 4.8 咁樣啦，建築物高度都係 85MPD 咁樣，其實都係跟返啊周圍嘅附近嗰個建築物輪廓啊密度啊，我哋唔會太過誇張咁樣啦。係啦，咁呢個我哋即係整個設計圖咁樣。咁你可能問啦，我哋其實想新，成日都話想新增係一啲即係可以可負擔嘅房屋啊，增加公屋居屋，咁點解我哋就係講私樓呢？咁樣係啦，咁又因為我哋即係俾人質疑話，咁樣改動法嘅時候，其實都牽涉好多嘅城規程序啊，會阻礙到唔係咁快增加到公屋嘅喎，咁樣，咁所以我哋與此同時咧，係建議上邊有五個咧，即係咪叫做係住宅越類嘅區啦 ，RB size 啦，其實係咪可以政府可以即刻釋放出嚟，即係去起公屋呢？咁呢個用途上我哋冇改變到㗎嘛，咁所以根本即係唔牽涉城規嘅程序啦。只要政府肯即係諗住我哋買地嘅做私樓嘅土地，我哋即刻調返嚟俾火處去發展嘅話，其實係可以好快去做到。咁如果即刻去做呢、這個呢五個西嘅話，其實可以提供到大概我哋預計即係計條數本身就可能係6,000個私樓嘅單位，但如果肯咁樣喐嘅話呢，咁就可以大概可以有7,000個公屋嘅單位，我哋可以住到成20,000人，咁即刻可以解決好多我哋話附近土瓜灣區啊，即係好多重建啊，大家有可能有啲居民想要盡快上公屋嘅問題，呢個係可以即係可以盡快處理到咁樣，係啦，咁係啦，第三個主要變動咧就係、是、我哋上面喐咗咁多嘢，即係褪咗個副場館落去嘅時候，咁即係用咗一啲個都會公園嘅地方咁樣啦，咁所以我哋咧，所以同時咧係會建議都會公園嘅部分向南移咁樣嘅。咁用咗邊忽地咧，就係、是我哋建議係取消個酒店區，即係粉紅色係啦。會用嚟話呢一排嘅話用嚟做酒店區咁樣啦，咁其實我哋嘅諗法就係、你擺喺郵輪碼頭都即係都已經係落成㗎啦，差唔多。咁其實一個郵輪碼頭嘅遊客係咪真係會去酒店區呢？我覺得呢個問題可以即係大家思考下，係咪即係需要入排酒店呢？佢會唔會去酒店去玩呢？定係如果我作為郵輪嘅遊客，其實都會鍾意有個開揚嘅公園，都會公園，或者可以享受下其他嘅文化活動啊，可能零售和餐飲，咁係咪仲好過我又見到兩排即係咁嘅建築物咁樣呢？我又唔係用到，同埋城區即係周圍九龍咁樣都係咁發展酒店嘅時候，其實我哋係咪最新增咁多嘅酒店呢？係啦，咁與此同時啦，我哋即係少少嘅建議就係、是、除咗話好典型嘅變成公園咁樣一個平地咁樣，我哋都建議話即係會唔會起高一層咁樣嘅，係啦，咁下面咧就可以可能做啲文化藝術啊，或者少少嘅零售鋪啊，咁令到嗰個公園嘅部分可以多元啲咧，係啦，咁我設計嘅概念就類似係咁樣嘅，可能係上面係草坯，可以大家可以享受個草地公園，咁下面咧都可以玩好多即係可以行街咁樣享受文化藝術咁樣。系啦，呢、這个即系大概谂法上就系咁样嘅，系啦。咁我好快一个即系少少嘅总结一啲数字上，咁我哋咁样建议咁样喐一喐嘅时候咧，其实可以我头先讲话新增到30,000嘅人口啦，吓，咁嗰个公私营房屋嗰个比例咧，就可以由本来嘅6:4可以扭转成为4:6，本身公係 40%， 係啦，公營房屋係 40%， 咁就變成即係可以 60%， 係啦，我哋新增咗公屋同居屋嘅單位，咁就令更多即係基層嘅市民受惠啦，係啦，咁同埋即係主要土地上嘅變動咧，係嘅，譬如你話 OU Stadium 體育城嗰度係會減少咗一啲嘅，係啦，少少啦嚇，咁但係我哋轉上都可以，即係主要嘅設施可以留翻喺度啦，同埋個open space 個公園咧，其實都係冇減少到嘅嚇，最主要減少就都係個 commercial 啦，即係酒店嗰個位置啦嚇，嗰忽土地咁樣係啦。咁仲有少少啦，我哋建議嗰、那個即係嗰、那個行嘅進度咁樣啦，可以政府首先第一就即係攞咗啲上面嗰個 RB site 嚟做， 即公屋先啦，咁樣咁就好快喺希望就可以啊1718嘅時候其實都可以落成咁樣。咁然後呢邊嘅啟德方嘅土地，咁 OK 可以繼續陸續攞出嚟拍賣咯嚇，咁又可以即增加多啲市區嘅房屋嘅供應咯，係啦。咁然後呢中間呢一笪地啊，到完成咗城規嘅程序，真係會行嘅話咧，咁起碼可能係2013年尾2014年頭開始可以去動工啦個居屋。咁啊，期望1718都可能落成啦，嚇。咁若私樓嘅話，私樓我攞出嚟賣嘅，咁都可能係1718嘅時候係期望係咪會可以盡快落成咁樣咧，嚇。呢個我哋嘅諗法咁樣。咁然後最後有個少少嘅 summary 咯，嚇嚇呢個。計劃嘅我哋認為嘅好處就係可以新增到30,000嘅人口啦，尤其是喺市區即係個土地裏面，係啦。咁公司人比例可以扭轉到成為64%啦，嚇。同埋我哋咧就冇會好似頭先咁講啦，另外一啲原本計規劃咗嘅住宅用地要泵大佢嘅port ratio 啊，即係地積比啊，係樓宇高度咁樣去特登去要。去增加住宅，我哋唔會咁樣去即係太影響佢哋嘅本身定咗嘅居住環境咯，嚇，同埋啲階梯式嘅建築物高度輪廓啊，都盡量保留咯，嚇，同埋個公園嘅話可以直接可以聯繫到嗰個郵輪碼頭嘅，其實係更加對於遊客嚟講係更加好嘅享受咯，嚇。咁大致就係咁樣，咁樣可以交俾其他同。
OK， 好 ，thank you， 強彪，多謝你哋，即係花咗咁多心機去諗一個即係人民啟德嗰個方案啦，嚇、嗯。咁、我亦都理解，即係一陣間委員咧就會係就呢個方案咧去表達意見。咁喺表達意見之前咧，就我想都有政府官員嘅團隊喺度啦，咁我都想聽下政府嗰邊對於即係呢一個方案有啲乜嘢嘢嘅睇法，咁唔知邊位會講下嚇？睇五分鐘時間，
係好多謝啊主席。咁我亦都好多謝人民啟德方案嘅團隊咧，佢好努力咁樣咧就做出呢、這個咁嘅即係一個叫 alternative plan 啦，另一個方案啦。咁去增加房屋供應嘅，其實我哋而家發展局咧都係好努力咁樣周圍揾地同埋增加嘗試增加房屋供應。所以喺目標上咧，我哋同人民啟德個團隊咧，其實都係一致嘅。但另一方面咧，喺佢哋嗰個即係建議個方案裏面咧，亦都提及一啲即係技術可行性嘅問題啦，同埋亦都諮詢過民政事務局、土木工程處同埋路政署嘅問題。咁所以咧，我哋亦都問翻呢啲相關嘅局同埋部門嘅意見，而準備咗呢張嘅附加嘅資料、補充嘅資料。咁咧就愛嚟咧，即係提翻出一啲主要關注啦，就俾呢個委員會考慮嘅。咁而呢個人民啟德方案咧，其實佢係提出咗一個主要嘅，即係關於嗰個多用途綜合體育中心啊，即係或者俗稱嘅叫做體育城啦，嗰個佈局嗰個改變嘅。所以喺我哋個文件裏面咧，第二段咧，首先我哋介紹翻嗰個體育城嗰個基本嘅。計劃嘅要求。咁另外咧，跟住咧，我哋亦都從呢個改動裏面咧，對體育城啊，或者對土木工程拓展處準備呢、這個基建設施嗰、那個要求，即係話去應付呢啲增加嘅人口嘅需要咧，同埋可能對路政署中九龍幹線嘅影響咧，我哋都喺文件嘅跟住嗰幾段咧有啲介紹嘅。咁至於喺個時間表方面咧，其實我哋喺我哋嘅文件嘅第十段咧，大家都可以睇到咧，其實呢、這個體育城嗰個規劃同埋諮詢咧，經過一個好長嘅個時間啦，由2000年開始到而家都已經係十幾年嘅時間。咁喺呢個階段咧，如果再改呢個體育城嘅佈局咧，咁都會有一個幾大嗰、那個即係對嗰、那個計劃嘅推展嘅影響嘅。咁另一方面咧，嗰、那個公屋個建議嗰個公屋個地盤咧，剛才呢、這個人民啟德方案嘅團隊就介紹話，如果2013年可以落實嘅話咧，咁啲公屋咧就可以2017年就可以完成。咁但係其實呢幾個地盤咧，而家咧係交咗俾沙中線做緊建築嘅，咁嗰度咧就係將來嗰個土瓜灣站嘅位嚟嘅。咁最快咧都係2017年年中咧先做完，先可以拎翻出嚟嘅。所以基本上咧，2017年咧係冇可能可以作房屋發展嘅。咁至於其他 相關嘅關注咧，或者我都請民政事務局或者土木工程拓展處，即係如果有補充嘅，就請佢哋補充下啦。嚇，
嗯 ，Chairman, if I may just supplement from the Home Affairs perspective, I think anyone who was involved in drawing up the outline zoning plan for Kai Tak remembers that it was a very time-consuming and painful process that required a lot of trade-offs and compromises. And I think that if you're going to reopen this outline zoning planning process, you need to have a very good reason to do so. From Home Affairs Bureau's perspective, as CS has just mentioned, we've spent the last 3 to 4 years working up a plan for the sports complex at Kai Tak. We've done technical feasibility studies, we've done financial studies, and we've done a significant amount of consultation, in particular with the sports sector. We believe that we now have a plan which represents an opportunity for a top-class new destination for Hong Kong people to enjoy sport and recreation, and also which gives Hong Kong an opportunity to host top-class international sport and entertainment events, many of which we cannot currently do in Hong Kong. So it will meet community needs and it will meet Hong Kong's wider needs as well. We also believe that our plan, as it currently stands, is one that will create a destination that is vibrant, that is accessible, and that is sustainable. If we are to scrap all this work that we've done in favour of an alternative plan that will impact upon the delivery time for this project and also upon the cost, then we need to be very convinced that this alternative plan will have a lot of advantages. The plan put forward here, whilst I accept the intention behind it is very well thought out and very well accepted, it does not offer any advantages at all, but would encourage us to spend more time on the additional work that would be required and the additional cost. On the contrary, we feel that the new alternative plan as presented here would detract from the vibrancy, it would reduce the accessibility, and it would be less sustainable in the long term than the plan that we have spent so long developing. So for these reasons, the Home Affairs Bureau has very strong reservations about this plan, and we feel the sports community in particular would have a very negative reaction to going forward with this. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry.
多謝 Chairman。咁咧就我哋都想更正少少咧，就係我哋睇翻咧就係人民啟德咧，佢哋入嗰張 paper 裏邊咧，佢哋提到咧有兩點嘅。咁第一點咧就係佢哋講咧就係喺第八段裏邊，咁佢哋提到咧 D2 路嗰個 contract 咧係未開工嘅。其實我想俾各位委員知道咧，就 D2 路咧我哋已經 tender 咗噶啦。咁如果係攞到錢嘅話咧，我哋喺今年嘅第三季咧，我哋就會開工做噶啦。咁另外一點嘅咧就係喺第十喺第十九段，咁佢提到咧就同我哋啟德辦事處咧就有開個會，咁咧就佢亦都係提到喺十一月嘅，咁根據我哋嘅記錄咧，其實我哋十二月咧就唔係單獨見佢哋嘅，係發展局嗰度咧係牽頭咧係見佢哋，亦都有其他部門喺度嘅。咁至於佢裏邊亦都提到咧，就話佢哋聽完我哋嘅意見之後咧，佢哋更改咗佢哋嗰張圖，然後咧就我哋冇反應啦嚇。咁查實咧，我哋都冇收過去任何更改之後更改咗嘅一啲嘅 proposal 嘅，咁我希望喺呢度咧就澄清翻呢啲嘅資料嘅。咁另外咧就係方便啲委員咧去即係俾意見咧，咁我哋都想有少少嘅 facts 講翻出嚟嘅。咁剛才咧就發展局都提到咧就係喺紫色呢張圖紫色框住嗰啲地方咧，就現階段咧已經係Highways Department 咧係即係俾咗呢一個地鐵咧，佢哋係起呢一個沙中線呢一個土瓜灣站。同埋咧就係沿線嗰個嘅鐵路嘅，咁另外嘅咧就係剛才都睇到佢哋亦都有一啲圖咧就 show 到有啲即係嗰啲 building blocks 嘅，咁都想大家都去注意一下咧，就係喺佢哋畫出嚟嗰啲圖裏邊咧，譬如有啲嘅通風嘅問題啊，或者係屏風樓嘅問題啊，景觀嘅問題啊，呢啲都值得大家去注意嘅啦，同埋環保啦。咁另外咧就係剛才佢哋 show 呢啲圖咧，大家會睇到咧係其實冇路入嘅，特別係喺呢一個 station 嗰、那個即係綠色下邊嗰、那個即係 嗰個 site。咁咧，我哋應該要預留翻咧，即係有啲位置咧係俾路入嘅，因為如果唔係咧，就你冇路，基本上就都好難運作嘅。咁大家都要關注一個問題嘅咧，就係佢嗰個路嘅入口咧，應該咧即係睇依張圖咧，就應該係根據D2 路入嘅。咁如果係沿住 D2 路入嘅話咧，就佢嗰個位置咧，剛剛咧就會係同呢一個stadium 咧，佢哋嗰啲underground car park 咧係會有 conflict 嘅。咁喺交通嗰方面咧，可能都需要大家去即係認真去睇下去關注嘅。咁另外嘅咧就係佢講緊呢一個啡色呢一個 stadium 呢一個 site 咧，其實橫跨咧亦都係有呢一個啟德 tunnel 嘅。咁就我見而家佢呢個擺位咧，就嗰個 indoor arena 咧，就首先就擺喺 D2 路上邊啦。咁另外咧，佢隔離綠色嗰度咧，即係將呢一個housing site 連埋個 main stadium 嗰個綠色嘅位置咧，其實如果你計翻呢一個嘅闊度咧，係超過咗200米嘅，咁其實都係一個有個 tunnel effect 喺裏邊嘅，咁呢個都係值得大家去關注嘅。咁就大致上咧就係咁樣樣，咁希望啲委員就住呢一啲 facts 去俾意見嚇，多謝。
Okay, thank you。咁我諗兩方面都即係提出咗佢哋嗰個意見啦，咁就睇下委員有啲咩問題想問嘅，咁聽聽委員嘅意見啦嚇。Yes, Paul. Then we have Nick. Right.
Chairman, we're the Harbourfront Enhancement Commission, so I think what we need to do is just judge the alternative from a harbour planning point of view, and leave all the arguments about infrastructure and urban planning issues that have been brought up by the administration or by the proponent to the town planning board to rule. So I'm just looking at it from a harbour planning point of view, and I don't have an objection from a harbour planning point of view to the plans. So I don't think that there is anything in this, not that we are being sold by the proponent on the whether there is an improvement or deterioration of the plan in terms of harbour planning principles. I mean, we haven't heard anything from the proponent on that aspect, and we should only judge it from that aspect. So, but from what I see so far, I don't see necessarily deterioration or an improvement. But I'd like to hear from both government who opposes this plan and from the proponent who puts this plan forward, whether they're against the harbour planning principles, there are issues that we should look into.
Thank you, Paul. Nick?
Chairman, I want to echo the same point. I think what I would describe as the planning and social merits of this alternative, which I do believe it has, I mean, they're not for this task force. I think we've got a view of the proposal in the context of the roles and responsibilities of the Commission. And what I'd like to hear, echoing what Paul was said, I think what I'd like to hear from, particularly from the proponent, is how and if it would add to the quality of the enjoyment of the waterfront. HAB just suggested now that it would actually detract in terms of access and vibrancy. So, they're obviously opposing views on that. I think we have to look at it in the context of our roles and responsibilities, and perhaps both sides could focus on that aspect.
Okay, thank you, Nick. Well, 聽完委員嘅意見，一陣間我哋會俾翻proponent 或者係即係政府嗰方面去回答啦。係總目啊 ，PY。
好啊，多謝啊，主席。就真係唔好意思啊，我覺得咧一句講曬，我覺得呢、這個方案咧就即係唔值得支持嘅。點解咧？我覺得即係唔係好似阿林小姐講咁話喐一喐咁簡單嘅。因為佢呢個係講緊好大型嘅構築物，咁有啲就政府部門剛才都答咗啦，咁啲都唔係我哋做委員可以睇得到，譬如嗰啲工程項目，譬如嗰、那個進度會唔會遲咗啊？譬如要改劃或者唔使改劃，要幾多時間？我留翻政府部門答啦，都唔係我哋可以答。不過即係話嗰個藍圖咧，其實就應該係所謂三面立體 three dimensional 咁樣睇嘅。咁我而家注意到好似就係話將嗰幾個 物體咧就好似平面化，即係剪紙咁褪一褪。嗱，實際上起上嚟咧就唔得嘅。即係譬如嗰、那個叫做室內運動場北邊嗰嚿，即係佢好貼近嗰個所謂要嚟起住宅嚇。咁、咧就阿 Soris 講咗咧冇路啊等等唔得啦。其實即係有噪音啊、光啊、人流啊，即係咁貼近咧，其實嗰個咖啡色嗰個部分咧就唔可以起翻咁多所謂住宅咁理想嘅，係做唔到嘅。咁同埋咧，就佢升高咗一個平台咧，當然造價好貴咧，又留翻工程界去講咧，都唔係我講。咁咧就其實即係亦都有好多配套啊、路啊等等。咁你即係冇嘢嘅，即係做多一個人工嘅地面咁解啫，一個超大平台咁解啫。咁工程成日都有，香港都好多呢啲大型嘅平台，不過呢個特別大啦。咁但係因為咁一來咧，佢用咗嗰啲綠化嘅地帶，咁於是佢引申就變咗喺南邊一個南邊嘅超大平台，就延伸去嗰個郵輪碼頭嗰方面咧。咁佢嘅理想亦都係補充，即係補償翻即係嗰個少咗嘅綠化地帶啊，咁可以理解啊。咁但係又好奇怪，佢就將上面嗰啲酒店佢取消咗，我覺得係冇乜必要啦。第一係嘛，咁因為如果唔夠數咁，所以咪取消咗咯。咁即係同嗰個郵輪碼頭嘅遊客咧住唔住個酒店咧係冇直接嘅關係，因為酒店係全香港都適用噶嘛。即係郵輪碼頭嘅遊客咧嚟到，分分鐘真係唔喺度住，佢落嚟可能就坐旅遊車去第二度玩咁，根本係嘛。咁所以呢個就唔係考慮。咁如果你話同海濱有事務咩關係，其實有咯，因為嗰個跑道係都好靚嘅海景啊，即係喺原先嗰、那個原本嗰個設計，佢有啲酒店或者商業或者咩用途都啦，佢係多層啊嘛，我估有14-15層啩，睇張圖估計，咁咧就好多人可以享用到、享受到嗰個維港個景色。我會盡快啊。咁咧，如果你將佢冚咗一個平台底下咧，得一層咧，咁啊好浪費咧。咁同埋咧，亦都所有嘢，即係通常而家好多習慣就將所有唔想見嘅嘢擺咗落去個地底或者平台入邊。其實呢個咧喺節能方面冇好處，又冇海景，冇通風，即係嗰、那個同埋發展嘅時候喺一個大平台咧，通常你只能夠俾一個發展商，咁咧就不利即係嗰個競爭，即係又會俾人話即係官商勾結等等。咁咧就。總而言之咧，我覺得呢個咧就過度簡化咯。咁我覺得唔值得支持。如果要增加房屋供應，其實如果將某啲松嶺即係嗰啲區劃，如果做 RB 嗰啲，只要改劃增加做 RA， 或者將個 proportion 增加 0.5 或者一，未必達到咁多嗰個效果，但係咧就唔需要做咁多功夫。
好，唔夠 P 話，有冇其他委員想表達意見？Andy。
主席，即係我又唔想講話我支持定反對，但係我諗我哋睇咧，其實我睇呢個咁嘅議題咧，其實一個議題好簡單嘅啫，就話我哋有值唔值得喺呢個時候重新審視啟德呢一張規劃大綱圖，而活一個目標，我哋係喺啟德增加呢個房屋供應，即係呢一個係一個。大議題，即係如果你話喺而家今日我哋啱聽完之後，已經係即刻去到一啲好細嘅技術性啊、工程上啊、規劃嗰樣嘢咧，坦白講，我覺得對政府部門有關政府部門係唔公平啦，亦都係對我哋呢、這個委員會，我諗以前 HCC 啊，我哋做咁多咧，其實我哋都覺得唔公平。反而我覺得就話，如果睇翻一個好 simplistic 嘅，即係好一個簡，即係簡化嘅一個演繹咧，其實我咧就話為咗將而家現時體育城北邊呢一個較為可以 afford 到一個高度高啲嘅地方，改劃咗嚟做公營或者私營住宅，而將所有體育城咧全個推出去，佔用咗都會公園，而都會公園再將呢個公園佔用咗，即係取消咗嗰個思松嗰個酒店嗰個區。咁我覺得呢方面咧，其實就即係好簡單嘅，即係就呢、這個，我覺得就。如果咁嘅情況係唔係我哋又要即係規劃多即係4-5-6年？即係我覺得其實好簡單就話，如果你話換句，如果我用一個同樣嘅概念睇咧，就話我唔喐個體育城，我而家將個跑道重新遊輪碼頭同埋個體育城中間重新規劃，我哋係咪可以騰即係可能甚至話取消咗酒店，我哋騰空多啲咁嘅住宅嘅用地，甚至個高度，因為 個跑道嗰個高度咧會矮啦。咁其實咧可以係盡量簡化嘅，但我諗最大嘅議題始終都係話，我哋值唔值得喺呢個時候重新審視呢個啟德嘅大綱圖而增加房屋供應？呢樣嘢我覺得唔係我哋而家呢個學呢個會係可以決定到嘅嘢嚟嘅。咁所以我覺得即係唔可以就咁睇呢張圖紙，反而呢個係一個大前提咧。我相信係可能政府可能心目中可能都有另外一啲研究係做緊咁我覺得呢、這個唔可以一朝一夕可以攞住張圖就話決定我哋支唔支持咯嚇。多謝。
O K， 唔該 Andy， 我想睇下有冇其他委員有意見。咁before 我即係邀請相關團體或者政府部門去俾回應之前咧，即係我想揾翻即係喺呢一個委員會入面即係討論個議題嘅一個揾翻一個焦點先嚇。咁、啊、正如我今日喺個會議開初嘅時候，亦都講到，即係我哋今次講緊啟德328公頃，牽涉好多好多，包括規劃、城市設計、建築設計、工程、道路。嘅問題，而且係亦都係要花咗好多時間嚇、啊，即係日積月累咁，有時睇近，有時睇遠咁樣去睇。咁事實上，我哋係冇可能喺一息間嗰十零廿分鐘咧，係去即係俾到一個好全面嘅意見，關於呢個另再重新一次328公頃嘅規劃。咁既然即係呢一個委員會係一個海濱事務委員會咧，我係同意阿 Paul Simonman 同埋阿 Nick 嗰個講法，就係話我哋應該集中個討論咧，係喺翻即係或者呢一個新嘅設計對於嗰個海濱嚇。啊有乜嘢嘢嘅影響嚇？咁、啊、然後係就住呢一方面去表達嘅意見嚇、啊，即係 otherwise 我睇唔到我哋會有啲乜嘢嘢嘅結論，因為整個啟德規劃係即係多層面、多角度去睇嚇，亦、啊、都有好多議題係好大機會係超越咗嚇、啊、海濱事務委員會。做嘅工作嚇，咁我想一陣間嗰個討論係喺翻，即係集中翻喺即係呢一個即係角度去睇。咁有鑑於剛才亦都有四位委員提出咗一啲意見啦，咁我想睇下即係 proponent 嗰方面有冇一啲嘅資料提供或者係一啲即係回應嚇。
位你好，小弟吳永輝，Stanley。我回應幾點呢，就希望各位委員係都重視到嘅。嗱，第一點呢，就喺我哋嗰、那個修訂嘅規劃裏面呢，大家都知道個跑道尾呢係原本有一個叫旅遊及休閒中心咁樣嘅地方喺度，即係原本都有喺度嘅。咁但係呢，就由於佢中間俾啲酒店同埋俾郵輪碼頭完全隔開曬呢，嗰、那個海濱個使用係唔係咁理想嘅。咁、啊、如果我哋而家呢個 plan 呢，就係將成個跑道近西呢一邊咧，都係做咗公園咧，咁喺呢度係有提升到嗰個海濱嘅用途嘅。第二點咧，亦都相關嘅，就係、是、咧，可能都記得咧，政府係曾經講過咧，就會喺呢、這個啟德區咧，就有一條輕軌嚇、啊，即係有咁樣嘅設計嘅。咁而家政府冇再講啦，大家都知道。咁好顯然咧，就考慮到嗰一點咧，就即係提升嗰、那個嗰、那個成個地方嘅。休憩同埋咧係啲旅遊嘅使用嘅，不過咧就呢個主要嘅影響因素就係人口嘅問題，一人口少咧就冇辦法維持到嘅，咁所以咧提升嗰度人口咧就一個重要嘅即係支撐點嚟嘅。我提第三點咧，剛才委員都提到嗰、那個房屋供應嘅問題，我注意到因為政府呢份嘅回應就啱啱我哋即係兩個鐘頭前收到嘅啫，咁其中咧就漏咗個最重要嘅核心嘅問題。頭先委員提到就係究竟即係嗰個房屋供應嘅問題係點咧？咁因為咧，根據我係對呢、這個運輸及房屋局嗰面嘅了解咧，其實由於就係、是能夠提供俾即係公屋同埋俾居屋嘅土地嘅不足咧，未來呢幾年咧，其實要增加供應咧係相當有困難嘅。咁所以如果咧即係公平啲嘅話咧，就如果有關部門問埋呢個運輸及房屋局喺呢個公屋居屋供應上嗰、那個缺乏咧，咁就係、是即係就會支持翻我哋嘅提出嘅意見嘅。再者咧，就係、是、剛才咧有一個係喺政府嘅回應裏面一個重要嘅反對嘅理由咧，就係話 嗰、那個疏散嗰40,000或者50,000個人群個影響嘅嗰條通道，話俾我哋好大幅度即係縮減咗咁樣。咁就呢一點咧，我哋個回應咧就係、是、我哋提出個 Section 12A 個規劃申請咧，係一個規劃嘅申請嚟嘅，即係話咧裡面嗰、那個細緻嘅佈局咧係可以調整，因為我哋都係歡迎去調整嘅嚇。咁、啊、就因此咧，如果我哋將嗰啲樓宇嘅佈局略為調整，或者減少一棟樓啊，咁呢啲嘅調整咧，其實就可以即係解決咗呢個話將嗰個走火通即係疏散嘅道路咧係不足嘅問題。咁我覺得呢個咧就至於其他好似有講到話 decking 下面會唔會令到個隧道嘅走火都有問題，咁其實就呢啲係工程上嘅問題，可以解決。例如話喺個平台上面有一啲嘅光井，咁個光井需要嘅時候就即係有火燭，唔係消防車喺度噴落去，咁都係一啲解決嘅方法嚟嘅。好簡單講就係話我睇到當然啦，即係有得亦都有失嘅，即係話當我哋要提供更加多嘅公屋同居屋嘅用地嘅時候咧，咁的確去嗰度嘅市民係要行路係遠咗一啲，亦都的確咧係對於嗰、那個規劃到咧係一啲工作係要進行嘅。咁我補充到呢度。
係 ，thank you。會唔會有補充關於、那個即係剛才有兩位委員提及嘅，就係話嗰個海濱，即係譬如阿 Nick 提到就話。即係呢個方案會有幾對於個海濱好咗啊，定係壞咗啦？有啲咩嘅影響咧？可唔可以即係交代一下咧？
好啊，係或者我特別交代呢一點啦，即係從翻即係海嗱，因為我諗大家都知道，即係海濱委員會係有一個呢、這個可持續發展嘅原則啦。咁從呢個原則嚟講咧，我相信咧，我哋呢個方案咧可以更加滿足嘅。點解咧？第一點咧就係話呢個咧係符合到一個居民優先嘅原則，因為大家睇翻郵輪碼頭隔離嗰塊地咧，本來咧係一個即係酒店區咁樣嚇，咁、啊、我哋點解會將嗰個酒店區取消咗，而家變成咧呢個公園嘅延伸部分咧，就係、是、咧可以令到咧香港人咧係去更加可以有效咁享用呢個海濱嚇，咁、啊。對於旅客嘅酒店咧，係可以會少咗，但係呢、這個第一就酒店究竟我哋係咪仲需要咁多咧？呢、這個誠意啦。第二咧就係話，就算係冇咗少咗啲酒店喺呢個區咧，亦都可以喺第二個區可以提供翻嚇。咁、啊、所以嗰個迫切性咧係唔大嘅，尤其是而家香港人係擔心遊客過多唔係過少嘅問題嚇。咁、啊、所以我覺得咧就係從呢個角度講咧係更加可以滿足到可持續發展，即係居民優先呢一個原則啦。咁、啊、第二咧就係、是、亦都係同個房屋有關係嘅、啊、因為我哋基本上嗰、那個主題，譬如體育城啊呢啲主題咧係冇保留，但喺咁嘅前提底下咧，可以增加到啲房屋供應，而亦都唔會係令到嗰啲每一個區嘅密度啊係增加。咁呢一點好重要㗎，咁我哋相信呢係同個環境質素以至到呢係嗰個社會影響呢都係會係有利
嘅。Okay. Thank you, Albert. 睇下有冇其他政府部門有冇回應？
一個好短一點，其實我哋喺我哋個文件嘅第七段呢都有講，即係話嗰個副體育場館南移喺個即係嗰個跑道嘅北端呢就擺正喺嗰個海邊度嘅，咁嗰個副體育場館加埋佢相應嘅建築咧，變咗喺海邊裏面咧，都算係一個幾龐然嘅大物嘅。咁我哋覺得嗰個咧就對海濱嗰、那個視覺上咧都係有影響嘅。順住補充啊。
OK，thank you。有冇其他嘅意見？
我想補充少少咧，就係、是、就住委員去傾嘅咧，就係、是、其他嗰啲工程嘅嘢咧，我唔提啦，因為嗰啲我覺得都唔關各位委員事嘅。咁就主要咧都係提翻咧，就係、是、關於呢個海濱，大家都要注意嘅咧，就係、是、我剛才都提到有一點咧，就係、是、如果取消咗呢一個酒店咧，因為原先咧嗰、那個設計咧係有酒店嘅話咧，其實啲人咧係可以穿過酒店ground floor 嗰度咧，係直接可以出到去個海濱嗰度嘅。咁如果而家呢個設計咧，啲人咧係要走上咗去呢、這個一個landscape deck 嘅。咁至於即係從嗰個人嗰個角度去享用呢個海濱咧，即係原先嗰個設計咧係會更加貼近呢個海，而唔係升高咗一個 level 嘅。另外咧就係、是、剛才講咧就係話會提供多啲取消咗酒店位置，提供多啲嘅綠化嘅地方俾市民享用。咁其實咧，如果根據翻嗰個嘅proposal 咧，只不過因為佢食咗呢個 metro park 一啲位置喺呢度提供翻同等嘅位置，咁咪俾市民嘅啫。所以其實就大致上咧係冇特別多到。但係咧倒翻轉頭去睇翻咧，就係呢一個嘅長形嘅呢一個海濱咧，即係呢一個綠化嘅地方係唔係相對一個metro park 一個咁大笪嘅地方嗰、那個嘅即係喺裏面嘅設計嘅安排，會唔會都有一定嘅影響呢？咁另外呢就係、是大家都應該要注意呢，就佢哋將一個secondary 嘅 stadium 呢，將佢南移擺咗喺 metro park 嘅北邊啦。咁其實呢從個景觀嚟講呢，即係大家都可以俾一啲嘅意見嘅。咁另外呢就係佢擺咗呢個secondary stadium 呢，佢側跟個 promenade 呢，其實比佢原先個計劃呢就係、窄咗嘅。原先呢我哋有超過30几米闊嘅，而家咧其實只不過咧係得翻即係如果純粹睇圖咧就係20几米嘅啫。咁而喺你行呢、呢一段路嘅時候咧，側跟如果有一個 secondary stadium 咧，即係佢一定有一個高度，有一啲牆身嘅。咁啲人行過嘅時候咧，會唔會有壓迫感咧？咁呢啲即係都值得大家去討論一下嘅。咁剛才咧佢哋亦都有一張圖咧都 show 到咧，就係、即係唔係平面圖啦。咁都睇到咧有好多樓啊咁樣樣。咁從嗰個 harbour 望入去嗰個 view， 咁呢一啲嘅visual 嗰個嘅方便嘅意見，即係都希望委員都就住呢一方面去俾一啲嘅意見嘅嚇。
OK， 好，唔該，Carlos，
即係我仲唔係我唔識規劃嘅，即係我同呢、這個即係管理嘅角度去睇睇呢個即係點樣 manage 呢個 project 嘅角度。即係我覺得就話咧，即係個改動其實都唔細嘅，其實雖然佢話係喐少幾樣嘢咧，咁造成嘅後果其實我哋可能要重新而即係去呢個評估過咧，對呢個哈不分嘅影響同埋正面同埋反面影響。另一樣我覺得就話咧有兩樣我想 consider。 第一樣嘢就話咧，究竟呢個區係咪要揾多啲房屋佢地俾房屋咧？呢、這個一個政治議題嘅係要即係再。即係冰歐嘅 issue 嚟嘅，唔能夠即係話我哋喺呢度可能冇乜能力決定呢個係咪一個大方向發展嘅。第二樣嘢就話咧，我覺得就話，如果就算係呢個係一個重要嘅議題，大家都接受嘅話咧，咁呢個方我哋會變咗嚟講咧，就話咧呢個方案亦都唔會係唯一一個方案，我哋可能 open 俾好多方案先至係一個公平嘅喺政治上公平嘅發展嚟，我哋唔能夠話即係話就咁接受呢個方案啫。現時係應該就話咧，如果我哋將即係房屋係一個重要嘅去 redesign 呢個啟德嘅規劃嘅話咧，其實我哋要係差唔多要由好唔由零開始，都要由一個比較上咧係一個比較上係一個得重點嘅修改，係 open 住所有嘅社會去討論呢個問題嚟嘅。我覺得呢樣嘢會唔會？都好大影響咧，其實就話喺幾方面度啊，實際上係做唔做到，喺短期內做唔做到咧？同埋嚟講咧，就話咧，我哋再評估每一個方案對每一個改變對呢個哈巴芬嘅影響，我覺得呢個可能都幾大嘅 scale 嘅嘢，我哋唔可以短期好短時間喺呢度嘅決定到啊。其實就
okay, 我哋需要 thank you Carlos， yeah， other comments， Paul， yeah。
Yeah, no, just first the comments. This is the first time I hear the Kitek and Suarez to talk in critically about a proposal in terms of enjoyment for the harbourfront. I wish it was outspoken about roadworks. You know, I must say, neither from government nor from the proponent do I hear a very clear judgment here in terms of harbour planning principles. And I have a feeling that what we have to conclude here is that, you know, we cannot judge within the time given and within the information available here whether there is an advantage or not in terms of harbour planning on this proposal. And I think that will be the conclusion of this meeting, I would propose.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for your... Well, unless they have something to supplement, yeah. Right? Okay. Other comments? 或者我簡單即係回應翻我聽到嘅意見啦。咁事實上，我相信海濱事務委員會呢個小組係理解即係呢個方案嘅一個良好意願，就係去增加嗰、那個公共房屋嘅供應，亦都係住宅供應，咁都係回應緊一個即係現屆政府所面對緊一個迫切嘅問題嚇。咁我相信委員都會理解，即係proponent 係以呢一個背景咧，係去做呢一個嘅方案，咁亦都加許大家即係花咗，即係作為民間團體去花咗咁多心力去做呢一樣嘢咧，咁即係呢啲嘢通常都唔係正常人做嘅，即係咁即係係加許民間係花咗好多心力，咁相信即係因為委員會咧就係佢我哋自己嗰個職責所在咧，就係話我哋可以討論好多嘅城市規劃嚇，咁但係呢個似乎係一個城規會嘅工作啦。咁海濱事務委員會作為一個諮詢嘅團體咧，即係我哋會相對係集中我哋嗰、那個即係意見咧，係喺嗰個海濱對於嗰、那個即係是否符合嗰個維港海濱願景嚇嗰、那個討論。咁事實上即係今天兩方面我哋即係亦都委員會提出，就係話我哋嗰個海濱規劃原則咁亦都唔係話有相當多嘅交代，亦都睇唔到話舊嘅方案同新嘅方案喺海濱上面有啲乜嘢嘢好巨大嘅改變啦。咁所以我相信就係話即係喺如果係話海濱事務委員會對於呢個方案喺海濱嗰方面，我哋係睇唔到有強力嘅冇嘢值得我哋去強烈贊成，亦都冇嘢值得我哋強烈去反對嚇。咁可能呢個就係我哋今天嗰個結論。咁但我哋亦都理解咧，就係話即係我哋重複又重複咁講過好多次成個啟德規劃，咁相信在座亦都有好多，即係甚至 proponent 方面都有一啲，即係我哋即係過去嘅一啲，即係共建維港委員會嘅參與成員喺度。咁成個啟德規劃係經過好多時間，即係一步一步、一浸一浸咁樣去規劃嚇，亦都係有民間嘅參與。咁今天事實上，在剛才較早的議程，大家都討論過，就是說其實很多個已經是進入了一個即是施工的階段。咁當然即是任何時間，即是規劃是一個 dynamic process， 任何時間都可以去提供規劃的改動。咁但是即是有成員去關注，即是否會影響一啲即係過去定咗嘅嘢，會唔會亦都係即係 hold up 咗一啲即係正在進行中嘅工程咧？咁呢個係即係大家應該係理解嘅。咁我都係想 make 翻呢一個 note 嘅啫。咁呢個結論，唔知大家有啲咩嘢嘅即係意見咧？即、就、係、是、我想問委員咁委員冇乜意見啦，咁就睇下proponent 會唔會仲有一啲即係嘅回應，或者係想表達啲咩嘢嘅，咁兩方面都可以講㗎。Stanley
係多謝你俾我呢個機會。就我哋睇到呢，我哋嗰個方案呢喺嗰個跑道嗰度呢，大家都知道原本係一排嘅酒店㗎嘛。咁而家其實成個維多利亞港兩岸呢能夠增加嗰個海邊俾人行得到嘅都有啲，因為你仲留返即係窄嘅幾米或者十米以下嘅地方俾人行咁樣嘅，俾居民去行。咁我哋睇到我哋個方案一個好大嘅對海濱嘅活動嘅改善咧，就係我哋提供一個咧係有深度嘅一個地塊，即係話咧從個海邊到後面嗰啲住宅嗰度咧，大致係有幾十米嘅一個深嘅一個地塊。咁呢個地塊咧，所以進行嘅海濱嘅活動咧，其實遠遠大於任何一個留五米嘅通道或者八米嘅通道咧，只能夠俾人行過咁樣嘅一個嘅海濱嘅生活嘅。咁咧就我希望委員咧都睇到，即係而家實際上維多利亞港兩旁仲可以攞到出嚟，仲可以有一個即係幾十米深嘅地塊進行海濱及相關活動 嘅地咧係的確十分缺乏嘅，咁所以我睇到呢一個係我哋呢個方案一個好明顯嘅對改善海濱活動嘅一個價值。
嗯 ，thank you。Other comments？ 政府嗰方面冇補充。好，咁啊多謝大家即係上嚟即係介紹呢個方案啦。咁我哋嘅相關意見都會係即係代表呢一個小組呢係會俾返呢個城規會咁作為俾佢哋考慮嘅因素之一嘅。咁就多謝proponent， 多謝政府部門即係上嚟同我哋講解，時間啱好啊，我哋又冇過時啦。OK， 咁多謝。